Well, our first school started in 2006, September, with 17 students. And I would have met with the founder of the school, John McCarthy, away on pilgrimage. And he shared his vision about training young people and empowering them and showing them how to evangelize their peers in response to the late Holy Father, the Pope, Pope John Paul II, his call for a new evangelization. So I really warmed to the idea, and I felt this is an area where I'd like to work. And this is something that I would like to give my gifts and talents to ensure that our young people hear about God and the great hope and the source he is of great hope.
Now, many of the young people that would come to your school would have come, I suppose, basically from Catholic families, gone through Catholic secondary schools. So why do you think they would need something like a school of evangelization to help them to progress in their faith?
I suppose the one thing we have to look at, Eileen, here is that many young people, while they do go through Catholic schools, sometimes it can be a little academically focused, the school can, and they may not get that deeper faith that they need to give them a good grounding for life. So this is where we would pick up, I suppose, on that and build on that faith that they've already got in the secondary schools, allow them to go a little bit deeper and train them and empower them how to share this faith with other young people.
So what happens when they go to your school?
They come in September and they stay for a 9-month residential program. They live in a Catholic setting, a community setting, like a family. They participate in a daily prayer life and they attend daily lectures throughout the 30-week program. And really you have the working together, these four pillars, where you have community life, prayer life, academic life, and then the actual highlight for them is where they go out into schools and parishes for 6 weeks during the Lenten period, evangelizing other young people and really putting into practice what they've learned over their 9 months.
Now, we are talking a mixed school, are we?
Yeah, they've gone to secondary schools all over Ireland, up to 700 and 800 young people, where they go in there and through their own personal testimony, through mimes, dramas, skits, small share groups, the music ministry is very important to young people. They really bring those young people alive and present the gospel to them and present God's love to them in a very new and dynamic way that's very appealing to the young people nowadays, because we're up against a very strong culture and it's very difficult to hit our young people nowadays.
But your students are male and female?
Yeah, we have mixed students, male and female, aged between 18 to 35.
And how do they find that schools respond to them when they go out?
They're actually quite surprised that there's such an openness there. The young people are really so hungry to hear about this wonderful way that you can live your life, you know, that you can have a life of joy and abundance and fun, and yet you don't have to be knocking back the alcohol or you don't have to be shooting yourself up. That there's a great way for young people to live their life, to share in the faith, and that a lot of young people, I think faith is miserable and dreary, and they don't realise that it's a lot of fun and they can get to do a lot of things together that they will enjoy.
So how do young people find out about your school?
Well, they can log on to our website, which is www.olseknock.com, or they could contact us directly on our telephone number there, which is 094-938-8245.
And do you select everybody who applies, or is there a selection process?
There is a selection process. We have preliminary interviews. Everybody will be interviewed. However, there is a particular suitable candidate. And it is a fee-paying school, Eileen, and but we don't let this stop a young person. If they're interested in coming, fees will not be a barrier. We'll help them to fundraise, or we look for sponsorship for them. But all in all, most applicants that apply do turn out to be successful, but there'll always be one or two that maybe it isn't the place for them.
Now, it is also academic, isn't it?
It is indeed. Now, this is our first year where our course is going to be recognised, and the young people at the end of the year will get a diploma in pastoral studies or applied theology. And this is under the umbrella of St. Angela's College in Sligo, which is one of the National University of Ireland colleges. So it's a recognised university diploma at the end of the 9 months that each student will receive once they participate in the programme and once they hand in their assignments and they're corrected.
So they could go on to college if they want to?
Absolutely, and they'll get certain credits then for that if they wanted to further and go and do their degree in theology or whatever.
But now, I think you would also be hoping that this would be recognised as maybe a way of getting into any career, that it would be a basis for starting off in any profession that they would like to go into.
Absolutely, Eileen. In some ways, I'd nearly prefer to call this a life preparation course, because I think the skills that the young people get at the end of the 9 months, the great training in leadership skills, the confidence that they grow in, the gifts and talents that they come out with that they didn't think they even had, and that ability just to live their life with Christian values and bring Christian values into the workplace, into the corporate world, into the banks, into the businesses. It's wonderful training for family life, for marriage, for becoming a parent. There's so many aspects to this course. It's truly an enriching course for a young person, and I would highly recommend any young person to consider taking a year out and spend a year in Knock at Our Lady School of Evangelization.